This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn
for your spank bank. And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we've got a piping hot segment for you today.
69 Seconds of Sex News. We've pulled headlines from the news along with local reporting to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
For the first time in over a decade, the contest to award the worst sex writing in the English language has been canceled. The Bad Sex in Fiction Award, which honors the most outstandingly awful scenes of sexual description, has awarded past winners for comparing a character's fingers to a moth caught in a lampshade and likening an orgasm to a demon eel. We would like to extend our heartfelt thanks to everyone at the Bad Sex Fiction Award. We truly hope to see your indispensable work in future years. A moment of silence for the 2020 Bad Sex in Fiction Awards.
A New Zealand sex worker has won a six-figure payout as part of a settlement after filing a sexual harassment complaint against a business owner. The woman's case was filed with the Human Rights Review Tribunal, which had earlier ruled that sex workers were protected against sexual harassment under the Human Rights Act. Context is everything. Even in a brothel, language with a sexual dimension can be used inappropriately. The tribunal said, progress for sex workers? We love to see it.
And in hyper-local news, I mean literally news about my vagina, I'm having sex again. That's it. That's the tweet.
And I recently had a toy-free orgasm during sex with a partner, and I'm now declaring myself the sexual superhero of the universe. I'd like to thank my newfound arm muscles, Megan Thee Stallion, and a lifetime of horniness.
Did that really happen?
Yeah.
This is going in the pod, by the way.
Yeah, it absolutely happened. And I texted a few people afterwards.
Everyone but me, apparently.
I know. I guess I didn't text you. Weird. I thought I put it in the Girls Are Porn group chat, but I guess I didn't. Maybe. Pretty elated.
I believe it. I know that this is new territory for you.
Right. It's something that I struggle with often. And when it happened, I couldn't believe it. I do have to say, I obviously prefer having a vibrator because it took 2.5 hours. I have tennis elbow now, but was still really pleased with myself and my abilities. I was like, okay, gym is paying off.
I'm genuinely thrilled for you.
Thank
new
you so
frontier
much.
You know,
right. And it's like it's not unlike, you know, Halley's Comet. It comes around once in a millennia.
Although, to use a different weird nature oriented metaphor.
Okay.
If you strike lightning once, it actually is more likely. The expression goes like lightning doesn't strike the same place twice, but it fucking does. If you're a person who's been struck by lightning, you're more likely to get struck by lightning again. Isn't that fucking insane?
That is.
But what I'm saying is you'll get better at it.
Okay, cool. Thank you for believing in me.
Speaking of someone who constantly relies on my fingers for orgasm.
Wow. Yeah.
It's like riding a bike.
But it's not just my fingers. It's like, it's the whole muscle. Like, I basically have to turn my arm into steel and, like, move back and forth with, like, this muscle up here on my, like, bicep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's never just going to be fingers.
Like, yeah.
You know.
Which people don't understand.
Yeah. You need arm leverage. You need that kind of strength. Like, maybe someone has fingers that strong that they can, like, from any position, but really you want, like, full arm leverage in there to get that pressure you need.
It's true.
And the consistency. My arm's getting tired, literally, just thinking about this.
I'm like, sweating.
I'm feeling like twinges of like up here where the nerve goes, like around my elbow. Like
you're triggered.
Full blown carpal tunnel this year from writing and chilling off with my hands.
Should we talk about the topic?
Nah.
Okay. Fuck it. It's big ass.
I gave it like an ass. Yeah, yours was better. I did like more southern. I was like, ass. It's an ass. Look at that ass go by.
Look
I do
at
have
that
some
ass
asses in this town.
Look at that ass go by.
Sentences I've said.
Like a ship.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that ass go by. Like a comet, speaking of. Full circle, Rachel. Bring it back.
So big ass. Hilarious tidbit. If you search big ass on Wikipedia, this is what you get. Big Ass is a Thai rock band.
Woo!
It was originally a pop rock band, but the music moved toward hardcore punk in some of the band's recent works.
I can see really Big Ass going me. Punk. I can see it.
It really tickles me.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about the Thai rock band. We're actually talking about the buttocks.
Yes, the hind quarters, and yes. Specifically like big ones.
Oh yeah, which is we've
big
learned
asses.
That you know in researching for this episode, there's some. It's up for debate what is considered.
There's
a
some
big
disagreement
ass.
As to what defines a big ass. I was even telling a aforementioned sex partner last night, like, oh yeah, it's big ass tomorrow because sometimes he asks.
Yeah,
And then, of course, he wanted to know what defines a big ass. And I was like, you know what? I'm not the authority on this.
No.
But
I can tell you what isn't a big ass.
Yeah. I can tell you what that's like tagged on the aggregates as big ass, like, isn't one.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I don't.
You know it when you see it.
You know it when you see it.
You know?
You know?
When you see it, you're like, that's a huge ass.
Yeah.
And it's indisputed. Undisputed? Mm-hmm. Indisputed. I don't know.
The undisputed front runner. Yeah, I think undisputed. Yeah. Okay. Indisputed?
I don't know.
I don't know. I got stupider just from thinking about it.
From talking to me is what happened.
The indisputed champion. The undisputed. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. Well, listeners, drop us a line.
No, we're going to look it up after, but
okay.
Don't judge us because it's the holidays. Our brains are naturally shutting down.
Yeah, they're melted.
We're talking about asses. Like, you get it. You know it when you see it.
Yeah. I have to say, I really wish I had a big ass. It's something that I've been working on currently in quarantine. I've been doing this thing in quarantine where...
what's it going to be?
It's not a waist trainer, but I've been doing a lot of glute-focused workouts.
I see.
You know, it's, as our producer Amanda said, it's like prison. You want to come out looking better than when you went in.
Quarantine is.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
So I'm focusing that on my ass.
Interesting.
I'll keep you all updated.
Have you taken before and after pictures? Like, have you noticed a difference?
I haven't done that, but I do notice when I work out and I'm at the gym and I'm like working on my glutes, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I can see something happening. It's still not as big as I want it to be. I think that it is a God-given right. No, it's a gift. It
privilege.
Is a gift from God.
A God-given gift. It is a God-given right. Everyone has a right to a perfect ass.
Or you could just get injections, but I'm not going to do that. I want to build it correctly. But yeah, I do. I like a big ass.
I support you in this journey and your methodologies. You know, I don't like
Thank
the waist
you.
Trainer and that other fucking right. Instagram shit you go in for, but...
I'm a product of my own environment. What can I say?
I'm here for glute workouts. You know, I gave you access to my friend's bar classes and I never saw you there.
Well, I
Nothing
have a
like
bougie...
bar to give you fucking...
I'm a bougie-ass bitch and I have an Equinox membership still.
Oh,
so
right.
They have their own app, which I've been using because I'm like, well, if I'm paying for it, I might as well use it.
What kind of butt stuff they doing though? What are we talking?
Not enough.
I feel like we don't have a lot of research for this episode, so I'm just gonna ask you about your ass for an hour.
I do have a lot of research, but I would much rather talk about my own ass. You know, I'm obsessed with butts. I like asses. I like a big ass on every type of body. Mm-hmm. I like my own butt being spanked and enjoyed. So. Mm-hmm. I like big asses. And we've, you know, we've gone through a kind of interesting journey in culture with asses for
Say
a little
more.
Bit. For a little bit, you know, like in the 80s and obviously in the 1920s. Back then it was like, in the 1920s, you didn't want an ass. You wanted to have like the shape of a boy. You wanted to have like no curves whatsoever.
Such a and specific then, decade, but yes.
Well, when you think about it, the 1920s, the flap. Flapper is like very, yeah, like
very
bone thin.
Skinny little.
Uh-huh. And then also again in like the 80s and 90s. In the 80s it was like super fit, right? Like you mm-hmm. wanted like jazzercise aerobic bodies.
Yeah.
You know, lots of cocaine and lots of working out.
Lots of cocaine, that's what that was.
Yeah, right. You just were amped.
Yeah.
And then in the 90s it was like, you know, cocaine chic. So you didn't really see a lot of big booties. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we are in the golden age of the big ass right now, thanks to Instagram models, thanks to Kim Kardashian, Nicki Minaj, Cardi B. You know, we have these.
Beyonce.
Right? Beyonce and body positivity. You know, mm-hmm. we're in a time now where we're seeing more diverse bodies in advertisements and things like that. So all body shapes and sizes are celebrated. So big asses, if you're a big ass fan like me, you know, what a time to be alive.
Yeah. And I think like historically big asses have had moments in the past.
Oh, sure.
I mean, dare we ignore Sir Mix-a-Lot and what he did for like a real ass as opposed to, although the measurements he gives in that song, 36,
right.
24, 36.
We're 36, yeah.
I was like remembered and like used as a like, okay, that's what we're going for.
Yeah, that's kind the ideal.
kind of insane measurements. And that's like basically the size of my ass. So I wouldn't even say that's a big ass, but I would also posit that maybe he didn't really know the measurements and just kind of came up with some proportions.
You know, it just came off the top of the dome for him.
Yeah.
He's a creative soul.
Yes. So yes. But in general, he was four big butts and perhaps bigger even than he was testifying in a aforementioned song. You see.
Yeah. It was his platform.
Yeah.
So big butts forever.
Yeah. But that's what I was saying. Like, big butts have been around and
But
I think they're becoming more mainstream now, which is also why we're seeing, like, in the mainstream porn space, like, asses that I'm like, you're just trying to get on the fucking big ass trend. And, like, the fat ass white girl stuff that we'll talk about with one of the videos we'll talk about. It's like, it's kind of appropriation. Like, I don't think that ass really counts.
Right.
In this category, certainly not like competing with the big ass I'm here for.
If
we're talking about like capital B, capital A, big ass.
Yeah.
You know?
All caps, even.
Can't talk about big ass without talking about appropriation. I won't harp on it too long, but it's got to be said.
Well, it's interesting that you talk about this because in researching, I remember when we were doing the Ebony episode and just like the fetishization, like we've had a lot of people wanting us to do BBW, which we will get to eventually, but we want to have like the correct guest for that. But the like the appropriation absolutely. Of big asses. Yeah.
Yeah. And black culture in general. And,
right.
Shifting body type ideals and that kind of thing. But shit that comes with it.
Yeah. Do you know about this woman, Sarah Bartman?
I don't. Tell me about Sarah Bartman.
So she was around in like the 1780s to 1815. She was a South African woman who, you know, due to the European objectification of her huge big ass, she was exhibited as in a freak show. She was known as the Hottentot Venus. And it's like a very sad, very tragic story about this.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this South African woman who was like basically.
Was she exhibited like against her will, I presume? Like she
essentially.
This wasn't
like
a career choice on her part at that time. That probably would have been impossible.
Yeah, it was basically like her owner and a.
I know.
And this Scottish military surgeon. It came to like, you know, South Africa and was like, holy shit, you can make money like exhibiting yourself. And she didn't want to do it. And they like made her do it against her will. And then there was actually, and they brought her to the UK and like a lot of people, like British abolitionists were like pissed off about it. And mm-hmm. they said it was like indecent that she was performing against her will, because people were able to like see her and touch her and like touch. Yeah. And like see her genitals and everything for fees. Yeah, it was really fucking bad. And then when she passed away young from like inflammation. And another white guy, like, took her skeleton and, like, exhibited in a museum in France.
Oh, Christ.
And then, because she just had, like, a very large ass. And then, thanks to Nelson Mandela, he was like, we want her body back. She belongs in South Africa. Like, take her out of the fucking museum, you pieces of shit. Mm. And then the French government sent her remains back. And it wasn't until 2002 where she was honorably buried.
Wow.
I know. Crazy, huh?
2002.
Yeah. So if you ever see anything about it now, like the word Hottentot is like a derogatory term.
Associated with her specifically.
Yeah. Because she was like, you know, she was a South African, part of a South African tribe where, and they would like dress her up in like tribal shit in the UK. Of course, it was really fucking terrible.
I had heard of that kind of thing.
Yeah. She had this thing called steatopygia, which is the state of having substantial levels of tissue on the buttocks and thighs.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a term for it, I guess. So
that part I did find.
Yeah.
I found the technical term, but not the
right
horrible history associated with that particular individual.
I know. Really fucking sad.
Yeah.
But, you know,
lesson, though.
Exactly. A good history lesson for all of us who, you know, when we think about like the fascination with a big ass, like it's important to know where it kind of comes from, and
important to think about like how you're engaging with it and how you're consuming, if that is your kink.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Sorry,
go bring it down.
I'm gonna go walk into the ocean.
Okay, let me give you some more fun facts about big asses, okay?
I'd like to dedicate the rest of the hour talking about Nelson Mandela and his important work.
It's true.
Give me some more facts about big asses.
Okay, cool. So estrogen encourages the body to store fat in the buttocks, hips, and thighs. And then in the United Kingdom, there is an annual award given to the male and female winners of the celebrity voted to have the rear of the year for that year.
Oh.
So, and good to know, right?
Interesting.
I want to hear some fun other nicknames for a big ass.
Sure.
Okay. Arse, obviously. Uh-huh. Baddie, that's Jamaican patois. But what's funny is because whenever I hear the word baddie, I just think of Robin Williams' iconic character in Ferngully.
Oh, was that what that character was called?
His name was Baddie.
Mm.
And he had a rap song and it started like this. My name is Betty.
Okay.
That's when the beat dropped for Batty.
Great. I haven't watched Ferngully in years. I'll have to revisit
highly
that
recommend
and see
it.
If it holds up. Okay.
Yeah. Very. It's a classic. Also, like, I can't remember the guy who there was a famous like rapper also in it who played like a bad guy. Anyways, all you other Ferngully freaks out there will know who I'm talking about.
I also clocked that big ass was the number 11 most searched for term in 2019.
It's true. That's true.
19th most viewed category, up 5 spots from 2018. So this tracks with our belief that asses are on the up and up.
Right? They're in, honey.
And also in France, in particular, huge ass increased. I don't even know how to pronounce this. Enorme
cool.
Cool. Enorme cool.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
By 1,644%.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Cool is also on my list for other names for a big ass.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Caboose. I interrupted you because you were rapping about Ferngully. But
yeah,
I've
got a bunch.
Nicknames I haven't heard?
I'll give you some more. Okay, so tail, caboose, bund, which is Punjabi, culo, which is Spanish-Italian slang. Apple, peach, cakes, duffs, which is an Irish term, I guess.
Huh.
Bum.
Duffs is interesting because isn't that the beer from The Simpsons?
Yeah, it absolutely is.
So like all along they were like, it means butts. They're drinking butts. They're drinking Irish butts.
Butt juice.
Mm. Yeah. Always a great Easter egg and to be found in The Simpsons, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. Herdies. Apparently that's mm-hmm. a Scottish slang term.
Okay.
Bunda. That's Brazilian Portuguese slang.
Okay.
Tukus.
Uh-huh, that one I know.
And badonkadonk.
Familiar with that as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, cool. I didn't know if you knew that one.
Badonkadonk, I've heard, yes.
And many, many a song dedicated to a big ass. What do you think your favorite song about an ass is? Like, just come straight to your head right now.
Well, we talked about Sir Mix-a-Lot. I think that's, you know, like...
Ass by Big Sean,
burned into
obviously.
My bones, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love that one.
I do have this VH1 list of the 15 best of all time. I imagine you have that at your fingertips as well. Thank you, intern Claire.
Yep. Shout out to her. She's great.
Yeah.
Some of my favorites, actually, I mean, I love Fat Bottom Girls by Queen. anytime that song comes on, I'm fucking partying.
That tracks.
Yep. What else do I love? Miss New Booty. Love that song.
Bootylicious is a classic as well.
Oh, yeah. Bootylicious, of course.
Bootylicious.
What did I just say?
Bootylicious?
Bootylicious.
You were combining it with Formation. I see what your brain did.
Yeah, yeah. Bootylicious. You know that song.
Yes.
By Beyoncé.
Yes. Pop culture. Yes.
I understand pop music. Yeah. What else is... Oh, my humps! My lovely mm-hmm. lady lumps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, you know... See, big ass is so, like, loved that there's even odes to them.
Such a cultural touchstone, you know?
Really? It really does.
Yeah.
Should we go into the showdown?
I think we're ready, unless you had any other facts you wanted to throw my way.
I mean, I could talk all day about big asses.
Yeah.
But no, let's go into the showdown.
Okay. I'll start us off.
Okay.
Team Skeet, fitness chick with huge ass, does some sensual healing.
Oh, sensual healing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I've heard of that.
Team Skeet. I imagine it's a channel, like a platform, but...
Yeah, it sounds gross. It actually makes me think of, like...
No, shooting skeet yeet. Out of the sky?
I was thinking of yeet. When did you watch the most recent
Timothy
SNL?
Chalamet. Yeah.
Yeet!
Yeet skirt!
Yeah.
Skirt!
Yeet! Okay, I have one for you.
The commitment.
I snuck out to fuck my thick, busty teen cum slut. I came 4 times on that fat ass.
Oh.
4 times. How many times did she come? Probably 0.
If I had to wager.
Yeah. I snuck out to fuck my thick, busty teen cum slut. Which makes me think that, like...
My thick, busty teen.
Right. And I'm like...
she's yours now?
Yeah, right. You own her. but also, like, why did we have to say teen? You know? Like, I'm assuming you're also a teen because you had to sneak out.
Yeah.
You know? Like, why do we have to...
It should have been I, comma, teen, comma, sneak out to fuck my fellow teen. They should let us write these.
A teen myself.
I, a teen myself, snuck out to...
fuck a fellow teen.
Who also happens... to rendezvous with a fellow teen. I should write porn titles. It's just an obvious calling. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Mommy, keep bouncing until I come between your huge ass.
Oh, wow.
You know, now just to get technical here, just to be picky.
Yeah.
Can you come between a huge singular ass or must it be ass cheeks?
Yeah, I think
it
would
believe
be
ass implies the whole ass thing.
Right. I mean, when you're right, you're right. That doesn't make sense to me in my brain right now. So, but then again, not a lot does.
Nor does the mommy keep bouncing until I... come between your huge ass. Like, is the idea that mom's sitting on your lap and
that's,
bouncing on your dick?
Subverting the genre, really.
Yes, you see. Subverting my expectations of child mommy play.
Right. Know. Oh, interesting. I mean, we're here to ask the hard questions.
Yeah.
Rubbing big ass, hot girl. That's it. Real
clear.
Hot girl shit.
To the point, you know?
Yep, straight to the point.
I got, let's say 2 more.
Okay. We'll say.
Quick attempt to fucking parents' house. Huge ass blonde pog.
Oh.
So, yeah, we're seeing a theme here. Pog. Do you think, well, pog, yes, oh. But also these teens, like, ooh, parents' house, like.
Right.
We don't think like, that independent adults are into asses, yeah. Or is this just a trend?
I want it to be a woman with a big ass, you know? I don't want it to be a teen. I'm like, that teen is not finished developed. It's not, you know,
it's
like
true.
They're not done
developing. You gotta earn a big ass. Yeah. You don't just get that at 14. Your ass right. doesn't come in.
Right.
And you're still running around the playground playing sports.
Exactly.
Burning calories.
Like, yeah.
You gotta live some life, earn an ass.
You just like, just.
I don't know what I'm talking about, but.
Like, okay, so if estrogen makes a big ass, you know, supposedly, this is what the internet has told me, you're not producing that much when you're young, you know? Like, you need to have some years
matures.
On you.
Yeah.
In order for that big ass.
I like to think of like a big ass, like lovely silver flowing hair.
Oh,
you know,
like sure.
Maybe womanly. Obviously silver hair comes later, but like you know, it's a womanly quality. It's
right. Or even
it's
on
a wise
man,
woman trait.
Anybody, you know, I just want them to be older.
Fair. I suppose we are focusing on
a woman,
traditionally female big asses.
Right, right.
Which is a bummer now that I think of it, but I also am just thinking of some of the videos we picked. We'll cover some big ass male.
Oh, totally.
Some boys' bubble butts.
Some big bottom, big booty
bottoms. Slightly different niche, but yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I love a big ass on any, I mean, even like on a man, on anyone wearing a thong and a big ass. Sexy.
Yeah.
Bubble butt.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. I fucked my big-ass little stepsis in a Care Bear onesie on St. Patty's Day.
Wow, so much to unpack.
Wow.
A Care Bear onesie
on
St. Patty's Day. Is there a green Care Bear?
I don't know. I was just going to say, because she's going to get pinched if it's not green. Which,
yeah.
I hate that so
which
much.
Which is a rule I always hated, and now I understand why. It lacks... Yeah. Autonomy, lack bodily autonomy.
Exactly. Consent, mostly.
Fuck
like,
you,
don't
pinch me.
Don't fucking touch me.
I'm not Irish.
Right.
You can be.
If anything, I'm Italian, and there's some hot blood between those two.
It's true. It's old. I got plenty of Irish friends. Like, come on.
Yeah,
I know. But what a dumb rule. Retire it.
It's true.
Huge booty redhead maid gets fucked hard by homeowner.
Oh, a homeowner.
Yeah, in this case, we've moved out of the house. We're homeowning.
We're owning a home.
And we got a huge booty redhead maid. I kind of don't buy that all those things exist in the same person.
I know.
But yeah, maybe she's the maid to the new house.
Right. He's obviously doing well.
Happens to be a redhead with a big butt.
He's done well in his life.
Yeah,
he owns
he's homeowning.
A home.
He can probably afford cleaning
a maid.
Service.
Yeah.
You know?
So much so that he can pick the body type she has. Even the hair color, even. Wow.
Or he just got lucky in this scenario and is letting us know the details, you see.
Right, right. Kind.
Yeah.
How kind. Mm-hmm. Okay. Porn XXX fucked big ass so sweet anal. I love it when porn has the name porn in a title.
I was just going to say, it was kind of them to put porn XXX in the title of the video they uploaded to the porn site as if I was lost.
Yeah.
And
just
was
so
like,
you know, you are going to click on porn.
You know, this one is definitely porn. I wasn't sure about the rest of it, but this is porn. It's triple X-y. It's the triple X porn. It's not that double X shit. It's the triple X. It's real.
This isn't soft, you know?
Yeah.
It is so sweet anal, but it's triple X.
So a little confusing, but I literally feel like this is aimed at like a teenager on the aggregates for the first time.
Right, right.
Like some kid being like, okay, this is XXX, which is definitely to do with porn, but it's like sweet anal. So like maybe a good place to start.
It's Cousin Greg. that's what just happened. It's Cousin Greg looking for it.
Do we think he has a hard time navigating the porn scape? I feel like maybe that's the only thing he's good at.
I want that episode.
Yeah, I do too. I want to see what he's doing on the aggregates, what he's doing on
100%
old Pornhub,
yeah,
if you will. All right, should we take a break and then
Let's
talk about
take
some
a break.
Videos?
Yeah.
Say.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Talking about big ass. First up.
But first, yeah, talking about, I say that intentionally, but
yes.
First, and also,
please enter, but first.
Yes. And also, does this count as a big butt?
We'll see. This is the argument we set forth.
Yes. And then that we are seeing through to the conclusion for you, dear listeners. So this video is called Pog Amazing Hot Shower Sex Last Second Pillow.
There's a few things I would argue in the title.
Yes. That are a lie, you mean? There are a few things you'd take issue with. I, too.
100%.
So amazing hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both strong disagree.
Yeah.
Shower sex, questionable.
I don't know if that counts.
So we're in a shower. But it's not on.
Water was never once turned on.
Nah, it's a dry, in many ways, shower situation.
And it was quite boring sex.
Mm-hmm.
Silent, in fact.
Silent. I thought there was something wrong with
the
video.
I did too. I was like, why isn't my...
Yes.
What's going on here? They're not even saying anything to each other. No one's moaning.
I kept starting it over and turning it up and being like, I can hear her footsteps. Like,
right,
creeping into the scene.
Yeah, I can hear, like, bodies slapping together, kind of, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, it's this woman. She's walking around in her thong. She's showing off her ass, which is a nice ass.
She's bending over for us a bit. I wouldn't call it big.
I wouldn't call it big either.
This is below average ass.
Yeah.
Like, if we're talking a spectrum of, like... the asses. I'm not talking about the porn space. This is a small ass in the like world of asses.
Right. This is not what I'm looking for. This is no Kim K, Nicki Minaj big ass, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's
barely bigger.
It's a
nice, healthy ass.
It's a cute ass. It's a cute ass.
It's cute.
You know
right.
what I mean? I deliberately pick the tiny, like the little, like it's a cute ass. It's got some fullness to it.
Sure.
It's bigger than a lot of like supermodel
asses
are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a...
You
not
felt bad for me there. You went,
I was like, yeah.
Your ass is... your bones hurt when you sit. That's all I'll say.
So. You said it, I did it, all right? Listen. It's not everyone's right to have a perfect ass.
I know.
I'm just gifted.
Yeah. It is it's a gift from God, as we've said before.
Kidding, I love my ass. I think it's
you have a nice
cool
one. You have a great
but
one.
I wouldn't even qualify mine as like a big ass.
Yeah, it's just like,
I definitely wouldn't.
It's a nice ass. You know.
Anyway, yeah.
It goes from like little to nice to big to badonkadonk.
We gotta do more work on that spectrum, but yes, yeah. I agree. Like, you know, some asses are like flat, some are
little,
some are shapely and round.
Just a handful.
Some are just enough for a handful.
Anything more is a waste.
And I guess this is why we're calling this a fat ass white girl, like why this is POG, but like maybe it's just a category I'm like, it's a weird way to qualify.
I know. Like, why did we have to put POG in there? You could have just said...
shower sex.
And take out the word amazing, too. You
bad,
liars.
Dry shower sex liars. Yeah. Worst editing you've ever seen.
Yeah. Silent.
Traumatizing to anyone in the film industry.
Silent sex in a shower.
Silent except for... like some weird clips that happen. Like there's some weird cuts where it's like put, put, and it like comes back. And I'm like, we couldn't internally cut that out.
Right. It's just like the sound of the camera.
And there's also just like a gust of wind. And it's like it's not actually wind. It's just the dude like breathing on the camcorder. Like it's clearly
heavy
like an
breaths.
Old school camcorder and not like a phone because it's like. like winter's coming.
Oh my god.
And then we like cut out. Like I didn't even catch the like last second pull out. There's just like a lot of like weird cutaways. Like oops, and then we jumped into like a different position.
Yeah. At one point her leg is up. He like holds her up for like a second and like put and like her ass is like stuck to the door and like the door moves. I thought that was kind of funny. But he only holds her for like maybe 4 seconds and he's like, just kidding, this is hard. Her clit is never gets touched. She certainly is never having an orgasm. And like then we get some POV. And he like does the thing where he like just sticks his finger in. Like I hate that.
Yeah, that's also some of the most noise we get is some his finger.
He sticks his finger in a way. Well, first of all, he sticks his middle finger in, which like really rubs me the wrong way. I don't like that, especially like from behind, you know.
What's that about, you think? You think
it's
know. Like you're like it's sort of offensive, like you're trying to flip me off while you're fucking me.
Well, also I just don't like fingers coming like when I'm in doggy, you know, like to me a finger it should be like on your back inside you and like pulling forward, like that's like an
yes,
appropriate
the positioning
way.
Is difficult and when you're like middle
but
fingering
when she's
me, you're
like
probably not getting it
right. So in this scenario she's bent over and he sticks his just his middle finger in and it just is like he's using it as if it were a penis and that's why it bothers me, you know.
Yes the technique is lacking, you
yes
see.
Exactly
yes Also, I also got a kick of out of what he just like closed the door.
Yeah.
Like they're in a dry shower. There's
no
water.
Splash. Yeah.
The only reason to close a door is to prevent like water flying at the camera, presumably. But he closes it to be like, no, we're maintaining this illusion. I'm going to give you like a shittier view of what we're doing in here.
He closed it so that way he could pick her up and like put her ass on the see-through door, but it was like you only did it for 4 seconds, bud. Like, was it worth it?
And he could have used the other door, you know. But sure, bud.
She doesn't ever moan, which is weird for me.
No sound, silent.
No sound.
Women must be seated, not hers.
Exactly. And then he pushes her off as for his last second pullout, and she's just kind of awkwardly like standing.
In the corner
of the shower, and then he just like comes on her thigh.
Yeah,
it's like I just feel like if it wasn't silent, I bet she was like, ew. You know,
yeah,
like just the way that he came, it was like a very like it was a very strong squirt, I have to say. Like it it reached far, but it was
he
like
he wanted to show off his distance.
But yeah, it just like went and like landed on her butt cheek and she just was like still like arms up like it like shielding herself.
It just looked
away.
Awkward. It's like a weird child's game of like no, don't get me.
I don't wanna.
Yeah, just made me uncomfortable.
It was weird, and I hated it.
Who's here for a last second pullout? Like, talk to me about the why do we? What's that? Like, last second is the idea that it like pulls out and then immediately comes. Like, we're not wasting time with the masturbation in between to finish you off.
Yeah, or the blowjob. Yeah,
or just the preference for the cum shot as opposed to a cream pie or a just.
Uh-huh. I think
internal
so.
Internal ejaculation we don't get to see because it's not for me.
I mean, I'm also, I feel like a last second pullout happens in real sex very often.
Oh, yes.
As opposed to porn.
By, like, necessity,
yes,
you know?
Right. But, like, not something you actually see in a lot of porn. Because, you know, usually, like, there's a jerking off, there's, like, a blowjob, there's something happening, there's, like, a facial, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just exploring because it's just like, I don't, okay. Like,
right.
I don't know. It's, you know.
Right. And we see why we don't have it because you get an awkward moment like this where it just kind of lands on her leg.
She's hiding in a corner.
Yeah. Right.
And he's
so,
like,
as opposed to like, look a out. Nice, as opposed to like a nice, artfully, like carefully placed, they've thought about where the cum is going to go. Is it going to go on tits? Is it going to go on a stomach? Is it going to go to back, a face, a tongue? I don't know.
Yeah, you this know? Is the child's finger painting to the Jackson Pollock.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this with is the metaphors. Craft gone wrong.
With the
I feel
metaphors.
Super highbrow today. I don't know what that's about, but I'm in a mood.
You know what? I love it.
What can I say?
Should we go
Should
on
we
to
talk about?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Victoria Cakes.
Yeah. So Victoria Cakes is a content creator. She was recommended to us when we were doing like the Black Sex Workers to Follow back in June. And ever since then, she's been on our radar and we like her a lot. She's stunning. And we got this video on her many vids. She has an OnlyFans too. Highly recommend her.
Self-produced content.
Right. Support your favorite sex workers.
Yeah.
So, this is Victoria Cakes and Yum, Bathtub Fun.
And Yum is the other performer, though I couldn't find much on Yum. Are you familiar? That's a funny sentence. I couldn't find much on Yum. Are you familiar? Again, I'm so fucking weirdly highbrow today. And like,
no, I couldn't find anything
stuffy.
About her either. I couldn't find anything about her. But this is as opposed to, like, it was fun to put these two against each other because the dry shower and, like, this soapy,
this very
sexy,
wet, soapy
wet
bathtub.
Yes. I liked
this. I didn't even think about that, Rachel.
I
You're
know.
Genius.
What could I say? My curation skills are top notch.
Yes.
So if you are into a big ass, I highly recommend Victoria Cakes.
This is it.
Yeah. She's got an incredible body. She's full figured and she loves her body. And it's very obvious in this video. She's like, they're both rubbing on each other. It's lots of suds and soapiness and splashing.
Lots of fun grinding.
Yeah.
Like,
they do this thing.
Fun, like,
they do this
sort
thing
of...
on the, their butts are bouncing on the edge of the bathtub. And I was like, holy, like, this is a big ass. These are big asses, you know?
Yeah.
Like, also they're like, their asses are like glistening in the light because they're wet. So that's hot. A lot of things that you see a lot in big ass porn is things are oiled up, so it was fun to see. I'd rather see it be soapy because I'm like, oh, I mentally understand that rather than just like, where'd the oil come from? You know,
there's a story here.
Yeah,
like,
right.
We're in the tub.
We're in a tub, so I understand why they're glistening. Yes, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I love the fucking bubble bath stuff.
I always feel like
I don't have the right product or something, but I've like never taken a bubble bath that's like this satisfying.
Right.
Maybe I'm just not using enough or something.
It's mostly just foreplay, too.
Yeah.
Important to know that this video is just foreplay. It's made to turn us on as the viewer.
Yes.
And they're having a great time doing it. They're just like enjoying their bodies, each other's bodies, their own bodies, splashing
and
water on themselves.
Great fucking soundtrack.
I know. Some sexy R&B music.
My Body by LSG. I did look that up.
Oh,
yes.
You did. Good.
I wasn't sure, and I checked.
There's also something interesting that Yum used, like, her forearm to, like, get, like, credit card swipe in between Vicky's butt. And I was like, yeah. I've never seen this move before. But then again, I don't have a big ass. So like no one's like, you're like, it's not, your arm isn't doing anything. You know,
your arm is just going up and down my spine. Of...
It's just my tailbone.
This is coming to us just like turned into us just making fun of our own, your ass, spouses, which is not what I know. Intended.
It's okay. It's
no,
fine.
We're just making fun of your ass, Rachel, not mine.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, just mine. I'll take it. I'll take it on the ass, actually.
Take it right on that ass. Build up those glutes so that you can cower in the corner of the shower. Sorry, back to Victoria.
But I had never seen that move before. And then Victoria did it to Yum, too. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I guess this is something that you do when you have a big ass, you know? You can fucking fit a forearm, like, sliding in between ass cheeks.
Immense creativity. Yeah, they also were, like, splashing the, like, water and bubbles on each other. And, like,
on their clit.
Some hands, like, like sliding between legs and, like, around
on
tits.
Boobs. Yeah.
Also, did I already say lovely? Tats, there's some great tattoos.
Oh yeah, there are some great
if
tattoos.
If that's a bonus, like, is a bonus for me. So I thought that was really cool.
I mean, just like, who doesn't want to see like soapy, sudsy bodies, you know?
Yeah,
like I wanted to be in there.
Yeah,
you know,
I was like, this is a fun bath.
I wanted to be in there, and I wanted to get like, this would be like, this is fun, like getting you in the mood porn.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's a like, 4 minute video, so this isn't the like the beginning, middle, and end of your porn journey necessarily, if you're on one, but this is, I felt super duper
turned
hitting
on.
All the like, yes, turned on, but also like we're checking all the boxes for the genre, you
absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I also loved the relationship both of them seemed to have with camera, which is sort of a hoity-toity thing to say, but like it didn't feel like it was entirely performative for us and that they were just looking at us and both like trying to be sexy.
Yeah.
It felt like they were genuinely having fun.
Yeah.
And enjoying each other. And occasionally they would, and occasionally they'd look at us and kind of like play with camera, play with their tits, look back at each other. You know, it was performative, but it was playful. So it didn't feel gross or forced in the ways that sometimes that can be, you know.
And I was never aware of the camera person, which I don't like.
I hate
when like you're watching something and it's like, because I was worried that at some point like there was going to be like some man's hand like being like, oh, let me touch this ass. But it's like, no, it was just teasing, which I loved. Yeah.
Did the camera move? I pictured it on a tripod, but now I'm not even sure if it was like handheld.
I think it moved.
I think you're right. And I think I'm just weird at at watching anything for camera.
Yeah. Unless it was like an internal like pan anyways, but like in editing. But yeah, it was a hot vid. I highly recommend.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Genuinely made me want to take a bubble bath.
Absolutely.
And have a nice time with myself.
I know. You know? Or with a friend.
Or with a friend.
I know.
If we were in the same state, Rachel.
That's
Patreon.
That's our next. Just a reminder to subscribe to our Patreon if you haven't already.
Just to be clear, we don't actually have sex on our Patreon, but it seems like we're inching closer every day.
But we do have hot pics. So there's that. Maybe we'll do a bubble bath photo shoot.
We should. We literally should figure this out in LA.
It will not. It won't compare to this video of Victoria Cakes and Yum, but, you know.
It won't at all. But, you know, we can dream.
Yeah.
We can have our fun.
Because as we've said before, I have a small ass.
Which you can see on Patreon alongside mine. Anything else about this video from Victoria Cakes and Yum?
I just was like, I was impressed with like how much control Vicky had of her butt, you know?
Yeah.
Like the twerking and the bouncing and, you know, like what they did. I was like very impressed.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I really liked it a lot.
I thought it was great.
I thought the moment of her like splashing water on Yum's clit was really sexy too.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely turned me
on. Yeah, there was a bunch of like just sexy splashing and like slide bys, you know, like
slippy slide in. Yeah,
little slip and slide by, like, ooh, we're getting in there, we're coming back out, we're kissing a little, ooh, we're playing with our tits, like, it kept me guessing, you know, full of fun surprises, kept me on the edge of my seat.
Absolutely,
I'm on board.
Yeah, are either of these going into your spank bank?
You know, like I could, in exactly the context we talked about. Like,
it's
Victoria Cakes could definitely be like a fun warm up.
Totally.
Or just like something to like get the mood going or like tease a little.
Right. Like if you're sitting there and you're like, I have time to kill, I guess I can masturbate. You're like, well, how do I get horny? It's like you watch a video like this, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Like this is the one that like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Where you're like, I don't know. Do I want to masturbate? But you like check this out and you're like, I guess I do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
Agreed.
Which is important. Don't ever underestimate the amuse-bouche.
Right. Something to whet one's appetite.
Yes. Yes. Oh, amazing. Well, this is our last episode of the year.
Oh my God, you're right.
So I think we should take a moment to thank, first and foremost, Mike, who is listening on the call now and probably suddenly uncomfortable.
Yeah. Or he's asleep. I don't know. Maybe we bored him.
You should hear this man fucking troubleshoot a tech issue. Only thing hotter than the porn we watch. he is our engineer and our editor, and we truly owe him our lives, especially this year.
He's
has been a wild challenge, and he's gone above and beyond. So we want to express a public thanks. Thank you, Mike. We should also thank Amanda Cowper, our wonderful producer. She keeps us scheduled and in line and sponsored.
She is the unseen third girl on porn.
Yes.
Yeah.
She is the other girl. And yeah, keeps us organized. I'm constantly in over my head and always genuinely reassured that she's keeping our ship afloat. She's the person who probably answers your emails.
Yes.
Advertisers looking at you.
She's the best. We love her very much.
Yes.
And also
dear friend.
And also Claire, our lovely intern.
Yeah.
Who
we have
has
an intern for the
sane.
First time this year who's just delightful and like teaches us stuff we don't even fucking know about
probably
sex positivity and inclusivity and like finds amazing articles and great helpful information. So she's indispensable as well. And I think lastly, we should put out a big thanks to everyone at HeadGum.
Yes.
Marika and Marissa and just the whole team, Jake and Amir for welcoming us into HeadGum.
Marty,
like, it's
everybody.
Been a delight to be a part of that family. So, yeah, fuck y'all.
We love you. We made it through. We did it.
Well, don't speak too fucking soon.
Okay, sorry. We don't know what's going to happen.
Technically, it's not over yet. And this year just keeps on fucking kicking. But, you know, next time we hear you, it'll be a new year, new attitude,
baby.
We
can't wait. And we want to thank all of you guys for listening. We love you.
Yes, thank you so much.
We do it for you.
To all of our listeners. We do it for you. And, you know, if you are our listener, you probably know this already, but you can find us on Instagram at Girls on Porn. That's porn without the O. On Twitter at GOP the Podcast, at our website, girlsonporn.com, or on our aforementioned patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. If you haven't already, make sure to check us out on Instagram, Patreon. This has been Girls on Porn. The only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.